are orange, white, and orange. So the hopefully the snowplow driver will be able to see them.
Okay, great.
And we've got a good number of them, so we'll be able to highlight the corners so that the driver can see where he's going.
Good. Thank you.
I've got my cemetery, my sections here. Anything from you, Lee?
I'm resigning. I wrote a note. I quit.
Well, okay. There's something. I guess that goes directly to you, Mayor. The burials this week, we had to get Sagers involved in three of those to help us open up and close those graves. The other one was a cremation, and Russ took care of that.
Okay. They seem to do a good job. They're really good to work with and everything. So
that's it.
That's enough.
Okay.
We'll need to advertise and try and find new sexton. Lee, I wonder if you could help us in the interim until we find a new one. Even if it's just providing us some intellectual guidance and advice as we look to find a new one to get us going. Fire department, Jim's not here. Planning and zoning?
I think we took enough of your time today, but we will just take the draft and have a public hearing and present what we put together for you next month.
Okay. And we have a Planning and Zoning Commission chair election coming up here in the near future?
Yeah, that happens at the beginning of every year.
Okay.
So... Oh, we do need to advertise that will happen in the January meeting, in the agenda. Yeah.
So the agenda
for planning and zoning.
Yeah, it just needs to be
advertised
that's what we're going to discuss.
Okay.
We were planning on having the public hearing for the short-term rental ordinances in January. But with the subdivision ordinance, maybe we should punt that to February just so we aren't overdoing. Maybe we need to separate those. Or do you think that we can cover both of those in one meeting? I guess it could go either way. But
my advice is do them one at a time.
Yeah. Odds are we'll need to do that just to have enough time. So I think we'll plan on doing that.
Okay. Jess Peterson reached out about a general plan update and wanted to come talk to you guys. I'm like, yeah, but we're in the middle of short-term rental and a subdivision, so give those guys a little bit of time.
Okay.
So you may see Jess coming in to offer some help on meeting the current state code for that.
Okay.
And I just tell them, when your guys are ready, then you'd be ready for it.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, guys. A lot of work this year.
Yeah.
Administrative. A couple things on my list today. I got a letter from the... Division of Finance, just stating our water loan payoff is complete, it's done, and that's over. So we knew that was the case last month. We just got the letter in the mail saying that's done. So thank you to the town council and to our clerical staff for tracking that down. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the phone trying to figure that out to make all that happen. Update on posting draft minutes. Last month, we had a request to post our draft minutes. And I promised to, or I offered to follow up on that, and so I did. So Right now, law says we have to post draft minutes within 30 days of the meeting. Well, usually within 30 days of the meeting, we're approving those minutes. And so what we're going to do is we have 30 days to post the draft minutes. What I've instructed our clerical staff to do, so this will apply to town council, planning and zoning meetings, public hearings, whenever we have that quorum or our group together, to post them when we can. You get 30 days, but strive to post those draft minutes when we post the meeting. So if Monica was to post the agenda in this meeting last Friday, then she could post those draft minutes at the same time, as long as it's within 30 days. There's an oddity that could happen where we change next month to January 27th, and that would be more than 30 days. And we'd still want to get those minutes posted earlier, but we get 30 days to post them, and we'll try and post them as soon as they're available and ready. And so we can share those as we get them, we'll have them available for everyone else to review. So that was the update on posting of draft minutes. I did get a copy 2 days ago of our financial statement from the auditors. I got a copy. We'll make those available. Tony wanted a copy. So we've got those. I don't know how many copies they gave us. A couple.
We'll make some fine copies. I have a white copy that we can copy.
So no findings, no out of compliance. Basically what we've been finding before. So
and they are posted. Kimmel and Roberts put them on the treasurer.
Okay.
They're posted there too.
Okay. Thank you. So those are out. Trying to think of anything else I've missed. I did talk to Centricom about their project. It seemed to me that I didn't see them in town anymore, and so I asked. The people that were in town was a contractor at 5M. While they were here, we had them punch underneath the road. I think that probably saved us time and money and road damage. While they were here, that was a benefit to us, and we paid for it. But Centricom just got the permit from UDOT to go down Main Street. And so that's why that's all combed off. So they're going to be in that area. So they've got to put that piece in. And that's a contractor, and then we'd see Centricom come in and put their fiber lines in the pipes that are being laid. So just because that vendor's been quiet for a little while doesn't mean they're done. It was a matter of permitting, and that's why we saw that roll. So,
will that just be the west side of the highway?
I believe so.
I think they're running lines on both sides of Main Street.
Oh.
Just in front of
they
houses.
Are.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So that project is sewn away. Don't think they're done and have left us high and dry. It's a permitting issue. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
I have a concern about the business down on Main Street.
The shared property with the park?
Yeah. They seem to be encroaching further and further west onto the highway, and as you're coming down the road, you know, you can't see any traffic coming from the south. I mean, you got to get your nose of your vehicle right on out there. They've got that big metal-only dumpster there. I guess they're throwing scrap metal into there, but I'm just a little concerned that they're kind of taking over the whole area there, and I think that it's probably state property, you know. But I think this is the same outfit that has
it is
probably situation on the old Highway 91, halfway up by the Esplanades, just further north of the Esplanades, and it looks like somebody's gotten after them there. They're looks like they're moving everything west on their property, so at least it's not such an eyesore.
Oh, those are connected ownerships.
Yes.
So I asked him. I said, "Hey, you need to move that stuff. We can't see." And he goes, "Well, you don't own the property. The town doesn't own the property." And I says, "Okay." So I went out to the state road and I told Jared. I actually talked to Jared and Jason. And I says, "Hey, you guys need to work on that." And he says, "We'll get on it." And they actually have. They must have said something. They've moved the stuff farther back, but I don't know how far or what the state's going to make them do. And they're also going to turn. Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. So it sounds like
the state is working on it.
It was just a concern of mine.
My wife told me every day. So I just went down there and says, "Hey, can you move this stuff?" And he says, "Well, Mantle Town doesn't own it." And I says, "Okay." And I just walked out and went down the state road.
Okay.
It's being worked on, so. And hopefully it'll go farther.
Okay.
Plus, you can't see the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the big semi-trailer blocking it.
Any other business, anything else we're missing?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
I haven't heard much from that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That may still be on.